Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Enough to hang with us here for a few minutes. Michael, I want to
start.
Yeah,
I thought we were talking competitive eating, man. I thought we were talking the hot dog contest tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you, could you I saw a thing with saw an interview with what's the guy's name that wins every year?
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut says that he starts his routine starts about 2 days before. He does a cleanse and to get himself ready to eat about 16 or 17 pounds of hot dogs.
Yeah, no, it's wild. What they actually do is incredible. Like, the amount of training that goes into it. I was on Canny and Carlin on ESPN Radio earlier today as I was guest hosting, and we had a whole thing about, I talked about how, like, the training that goes into it. Like, they run, they work on expanding their stomach. It's fascinating if you're ever into that sort of gluttonous stuff, which, growing up in New York and eating a whole bunch of Nathan's hot dogs as a kid, I totally was into. Now, I know we're not – you actually didn't call me to talk about that, although I could talk about it for days. So let's get into the Falcons. I just wanted to very briefly – it is my favorite thing about the 4th of July is the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Let's start with Desmond Ridder, because obviously that's where all the conversations around the Falcons have to start. What have you seen from Ridder that gives you hope that this guy can be that franchise quarterback?
Listen, when it comes to being the franchise quarterback, we just don't know. There's nothing that you can say that you have seen that says he's absolutely going to be the guy. Now, some of what they have seen and what we have seen by proxy is that four-game stretch, he was smart with the ball. He didn't make too many bad decisions. He did get better game over game. And he did it with, frankly, not the best options or weapons on offense at that point, because Kyle Pitts was out for the season. Drake London had been through a whole year. Cordero Patterson was playing, but playing hurt. You know, you had Tyler Allgeier and Caleb Huntley. You didn't remember he was out for the year by that point, too, as he got hurt in that New Orleans game. You look at it and you say, well, okay, he did okay. And also, they had no defense to speak up. Their defense was bad. So I think that that's what gives them confidence. They like his intelligence. They like how he processes things. They like his leadership. And you kind of see what happens from there. But we don't know the answer to that question. I think it's part of why they've constructed this team the way they did, because here's the thing. If Desmond Ridder is an average NFL quarterback, he doesn't need to be a franchise NFL quarterback next year or even the year after that. If he's an average NFL quarterback and getting better, you have kind of insulated your margin in some ways because of the amount of talent that is around him. You think about it. You have a top 10 pick at running back or running back / slot receiver, depending how they use Bijan Robinson on a given play. A top 10 player pick at wide receiver in Drake London, and a top 10 pick at receiver / tight end or tight end / receiver in Kyle Pitts. So all of a sudden, you've given him really good skill position players. You have Jonnu Smith there, Tyler Allgeier there as well, that you can work with, that if he is average, that those guys can make this offense better than average with him, even if he is struggling and learning. And that is such a big key. I don't think we'll know the answer to that definitively for at least half of the season, if not the entire season, unless he plays extremely well.
Michael Rothstein from ESPN.com. Outside of Ritter, Michael, what other questions do you have about the Falcons?
Well, I mean, it starts on the defense, right? Like, the offensive talent is what the offensive talent is. Now, obviously, with Kyle Pitts, we need to see what he looks like back on the field. But the fact that he's playing golf as much as he is, and we see it on Instagram, if you follow him, that's a good sign. I think he's getting back to himself, which is important. You know, and we'll see what that looks like in training camp, if and when he practices in training camp. But to me, it's the defense, because we don't exactly know what Ryan Nielsen's scheme is going to look like. We haven't been able to get a true grasp of it in terms of during OTAs, because there's so much learning and not everybody was there all the time. But are they better? Can Jeff Okuda take that step to be a consistent outside corner, because they need him to be? Is he their opposite A.J. Terrell, and they don't have a ton of depth behind him right now? Like, can D. Alford really be the slot? Does the pass rush, all those guys that they brought in from the Calais Campbells to the Bud Dupree's, all the veterans, kind of win now-ish type dudes, can they give them one more year or two more years of good production? You know, does Arnold Rebiketa take that next step? There are so many questions around this defense still that, to me, that's the biggest question. A lot of people are going to focus on Desmond Ridder, and I get it. But this team, their success or failure is going to be all about the defense, because I think at worst, Desmond Ridder is going to give them competent quarterback play.
Is playoffs a realistic expectation for this group?
I think so. Because you look at the rest of the division. I mean, I've been on record. I said it today on ESPN Radio. I've written it after the draft. I think this team can win the division. I think if they get that average quarterback play from Desmond Ridder and they have decent health and their defense is average, this team can win this division, because this division's bad. It's bad. Tampa, sorry. They're old on defense. When's the last time, other than one game for the Rams, Baker Mayfield's won anything? Carolina, I love their roster, but Bryce Young is a rookie quarterback. Carolina's going to be real good real soon, but I'm not quite there just yet. And then New Orleans, they've lost a lot off of their defense. What have you seen from Dennis Allen that's told you he's going to be a plus-level head coach at this point? And Derek Carr has to fit in with that offense, and who knows how that's going to work. There are just so many – every team in this division has massive question marks, so I tend to look at, in some ways, the coaching along with the quarterbacks, and I think Arthur Smith is – one of the better coaches in the NFL, considering what he did with, you know, kind of subpar talent and kind of mix and match talent. Now they've actually been able to spend. So yes, playoffs to me, I think winning the division is a fair thing to think of based off of what we know right now. Come back to me in a month and a half and I might have a different answer. But I think playoffs and being in contention for the playoffs is absolutely realistic for this team.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We visit with Michael Rothstein, ESPN.com. Do they have enough at wide receiver, Michael?
It's an interesting question, because I think you have to look at it differently, right? Strictly the guys who have WR next to them, no, probably not. But Kyle Pitts, Jonnu Smith, Cordarrelle Patterson, Bijan Robinson are all pass catchers. You have to kind of, with the way that they're going to run this offense, you have to kind of get out of the thought of the conventional positions that we know of running back, wide receiver, tight end, and start thinking of pass catcher and rusher, or runner, for that matter. And when you look at that, I think you look at the group of pass catchers, and it's actually a pretty good group. But yeah, receiver past Drake London, not great. Mac Hollins, if he can give you what he gave the Raiders last year, that's a big win for you. But Mac Hollins is probably your fifth option in the passing game, because it's Drake London, it's Kyle Pitts, then it's probably Jonnu Smith, and then Bijan Robinson, in some sort of order, depending on the game. So Mac Hollins is what, your fifth option? Maybe sixth if Patterson plays a lot? Like, I mean, that's okay. To me, that's okay if you're the Falcons, like, because that's how you built your team.
Who wins the battle at left guard?
Oh, man, I don't know the answer. That, to me, is one of the biggest open competitions. That, and maybe who's playing next to Jesse Bates, safety, and some of the defensive line rotations. I think right now, maybe Matt Hennessy wins that job week one. But, I would imagine Bergeron's going to – their second-round pick's going to push. Now, Bergeron's making a position switch, and we've also seen the Falcons have – no qualms letting their guys go at the pace they feel they need to go at. We saw that with Richie Grant a couple of years back now, and it paid off last year. Richie Grant played every down last year and played pretty well too. So I think they're not going to be scared to let it kind of breathe and let it kind of see what happens. But it would not shock me if he won the job either, because that's clearly what they would want. And I definitely feel like they drafted him certainly for 2024, since Matt Hennessy is in a contract year. But it would not shock me if Matt Hennessy has that job week one. But, you know, get back to me in like week eight, week nine.
Finishing up here with Michael Rothstein from ESPN.com. Michael, something you just said about that safety position next to Jesse Bates, do you feel like that job isn't Richie Grant's right now?
I mean, it probably is Richie Grant's, but Jalen Mayfield. I was talking about left guard, right? Like, that, but he's not even a guard anymore. He's a tackle. But Jalen Mayfield's the point I was trying to make. They rushed him too early, and look at what that's done, right? By necessity at that point. Mm-hmm. Going back to the safety question, like you mentioned, yeah, it's probably Richie Grant's job, but Jalen Hawkins, he was a starter last year. He made a lot of plays last year, but also was out of position here and there too. It's probably Richie Grant's job to win, but I think they're going to find a way to get all three of those guys on the field. There's no question about that. And if all of a sudden you can't, well, then Jalen Hawkins is great depth for you, or maybe somebody you can trade to get somebody closer to either the trade deadline or maybe even the end of training camp if you feel good about your other safety depth. But they don't really have other safety depth beyond those. Beyond those two guys, except for Jalen Hawkins, unless Micah Abernathy takes a massive step. So I think it's Richie Grant's job, but I wouldn't count Jalen Hawkins out just yet, because we've seen what he can do. We know he can be a starter in this league.
Michael Rothstein, ESPN.com. He's the Falcons reporter. You can check out his handiwork there. Michael, appreciate the time, man. Happy 4th of July. Don't eat too many hot dogs, all right?
Oh, I will eat no hot dogs. I'm just going to watch it on TV. I watch it every year to remind myself not to eat any hot dogs.
Michael, appreciate it, man. Great catching up.
No problem. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.